Welcome to episode 53 of the Pewcast. We're going to kick things off with a brand new song this week. This is a band called Divine Day, and this is their song, Dance Like This.
Up and run to find a better place.
Last Day, a PewCast favorite, with a song off of their brand new album, We're Here, is the name of the album. The name of the song was Midnight Shadows. Welcome again to the 53rd episode of the PewCast. This is Warren Kelly, your host, as always. And we're playing some good, loud Christian music that you won't get to hear on most radio stations. And that's what we do every single week. Want to make a couple of announcements really quickly. First of all, some of you have found it. Some of you checked the show notes and stumbled on it. Did kind of a soft opening. For those of you who have ever worked retail, you know what a soft opening is. If you're going to grand open a store, say on a Friday, you usually soft open the store on Wednesday to make sure everything works. Make sure your employees know what they're doing. Make sure all of your registers and all that good stuff works. Well, I did a soft opening after the last podcast of the new View from the Pew Radio PewCast Facebook page. And if you checked out the show notes, you found the link, and several of you have, and we've got a bunch of fans there already. Like to have a lot more. So head over to the show notes, pewpodcast.podomatic.com, and click on the Facebook link. And I think I'll put a bigger link this week than I did last week since we're grand opening now. And go over there, check it out, become a fan, and spread the word. Let all your friends know. Let all of your fans know. And we'll grow this thing. But go ahead and do that. We'll see how many fans we can get over on our Facebook page. Right now, we've got another new band to the podcast. And you're going to be hearing a lot of new bands in the future here on the show. And I'll explain a little bit of that, about that later on. But this is Lost in Rotation. Just got their electronic press kit today. Talk about perfect timing. This is Lost in Rotation. Their song's called The Innocent.
Thank you.
scripture reading this week. We are continuing where we left off last week in the 44th Psalm, starting in verse 9. But you have cast us off and put us to shame, and you do not go out with our armies. You make us turn back from the enemy, and those who hate us have taken spoil for themselves. You have given us up like sheep intended for food, and have scattered us among the nations. You sell your people for next to nothing, and are not enriched by selling them. You make us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to those all around us. You make us a byword among the nations, a shaking of the head among the peoples. My dishonor is continually before me, and the shame of my face has covered me, because of the voice of him who reproaches and reviles, because of the enemy and the avenger. All of this has come upon us, but we have not forgotten you, nor have we dealt falsely with your covenant. Our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way. But you have severely broken us in the place of jackals and covered us with the shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a foreign God, would not God search this out? For he knows the secret of our heart. Yet for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake! Why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise! Do not cast us off forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed deep down to the dust. Our body clings to the ground. Arise for our help and redeem us for your mercy's sake. We remember last week, David is giving praise to God. He's telling God how much the people love him, and yet all around him their armies are failing. Things are going wrong. And it would be an easy time for the children of Israel to forsake God, just throw up their hands and say, God doesn't like us anymore, so we're going to go worship a different God. But instead, they're seeking God's face. They're asking God questions. They're wanting to know answers. We do this a lot. Unfortunately, we don't wait for God to give us the answer that we're asked, to the question that we're asking. Or sometimes we're angry when God's answer isn't what we expect. When we ask God questions, we need to be still. Know that He is God and wait for an answer. The entire book of Habakkuk is about that. Habakkuk is mad at God and is asking questions, but Habakkuk doesn't give up on God. Habakkuk waits, and God gives him the answers. David waits. The people wait. They trust in God enough to know that He is doing this for a reason, even though they don't understand what the reason is. Sometimes we go through things. We face adversity. We face trials, not because we're being punished, but because God is trying to strengthen us for something to come, because God is making us fit for His service. It's not always because we're disobedient. Sometimes it's because we're faithful and we're getting ready to get something even greater to do for the kingdom of God. Remember that when you're facing difficulty and adversity and trial. Remember that gold has to go through the fire before it's refined. This is the Dry Leaf Project, off their album In Which We Collide, and the song's called Taking Grace for Granted.
And now for something completely different.
Skipping, and no, it's not what you're thinking. Stop that. That's what you would call a spoonerism. They're paying tribute to their favorite basketball player, and if you don't believe it, email them and ask them. And I actually debuted that song. I got permission to play it a few days ago, and we played it last night on the Daddy and Monkey podcast, which is the podcast that I do with my daughter. And it actually updates more often than this one. I'm kind of embarrassed to admit that, but my daughter is a slave driver when it comes to updating her podcast. So we just updated. We did show number 5 was uploaded Monday night, and Potty Skippin' was one of the songs that we played. That was If I Believe, and you'll be hearing more from them on the Pewcast in the future, and definitely on the Monkey and Daddy show, because my daughter likes them. She likes the hip-hop, and you go figure on that one. Coming up, we've got Push Start Wagon with their song Country Star off the album L.A. Was Our Alamo.
Be a lie, and the things I say I'll do never pass you by. May I never sell these songs that I wrote for you to a country star who sings them out of tune. Yippee-yay. May I never strike a chord that's striking out to hear the music that I play. Never make it in the hands of a country star and a country band.
I promised you guys that I would let you know about some new stuff that we're going to be doing on the podcast coming up the next month or so. Cornerstone Festival is having their annual Vote for This Band to Play Cornerstone contest. And there are some awesome bands that are featured on the on their website. And I went through and listened to every single one of them. So I know that there are some awesome ones and there are some oh no some ones. And I'm not telling you about the oh no some ones. I'm only going to tell you about the awesome ones, and I've picked a bunch of them and have sent out requests to get music from them. And so far I've gotten a couple of them we've already played. I've already played Lost in Rotation, and they're on the list. Motorist Jones, who we have played here before, is also on that list. A couple other bands that we've played a lot on the podcast are trying to get into Cornerstone. What I'm going to do is play a few of them leading up to the contest. Voting's going on right now. So if you go over to cornerstonefestival.org, I believe, either .org or .com, I will look it up and have the link in the show notes for you. But if you go over there, they've got a website set up where you can vote for these bands to get in. And the top 10 vote getters are going to get to play the new band stage. The top vote getter gets to play the main stage. And that's where careers can be made, folks. So you owe it to these bands. If you like them, go vote for them. You get 10 votes, and you have to vote for 10 different bands. You can't vote for all one band. So I'm going to try to get 10 bands to send me stuff, and I'm going to play them on the show. What I'm going to do the show before the voting closes, which I believe the voting closes the 15th of May. I'll have to go back and take another look at that, but I know it's right around then. So the week before that, I'm going to have a show up that is going to feature only those bands. And I will provide a link in the show notes that will take you directly to the page where you can vote for that band. And we're going to see how many of these PewCast favorites get to play at Cornerstone. And wouldn't it be cool if one of the bands that we feature on this show gets to play the main stage, and I really hope they mention the podcast when they play the main stage. That would be sweet. Even though, once again this year, I don't get to go to Cornerstone. Am I bitter? No, I'm not bitter at all. I'm not even a little upset. And I'm not going to talk about it anymore. This is Right Lane Vacant. We haven't played Right Lane Vacant in ages, and I feel bad about it. I lost a bunch of their music when the hard drive crashed, and I've gotten a few other songs back. This is a song called Missing Pieces. Going to just about wrap up the show for this week. I want to give a big thanks to all of the bands that have been allowing me to play their music. Lost in Rotation, they sent me like half a dozen songs by email through their electronic press kit today. Really appreciate that. Last Day, of course, I've played them a lot throughout the history of the podcast. Divine Day, brand new band, I'll be playing more of them. Push Start Wagon, Dry Leaf Project, Right Lane Vacant, Potty Skipping, all of these bands. Go out, support these guys. Head to the website. Let them know that you listen to them on the podcast. Buy their CDs. Go see them in concert. They're out doing a ministry as well as just making music. And that's the thing that I love about Christian music, because it's more than just making music. Music is an important part of it. But these are artists trying to do what God wants them to do. So we need to support them in that. And we're going to go out on a rocking note. Played a couple of nice acoustic songs, and I like the acoustic stuff, but I like to rock too. This is Mainline Riders with a song called Throwing Bones to the Wolves. See you next time on the Pewcast. Throwing bones. View from the Pew Radio is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 license. All scripture in the Pewcast is taken from the English Standard Version. Copyright 2001 by Crossway Bibles, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Text provided by the Crossway Bibles web service. Link provided in the show notes at pewpodcast.podomatic.com. Feedback is appreciated either in the comments at the website or through email at pewpodcast@gmail.com.